The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation Friday pledged $10 billion over the next 10 years to research and develop new vaccines. The announcement came at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. It was 10 years ago that Bill and Melinda Gates first made their commitment to vaccine research. It led to the creation of the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, or GAVI for short.
And over these last 10 years, the success of both increasing vaccine coverage and getting new vaccines out has been phenomenal. So at this milestone, we're essentially redoubling our commitment. Over this last decade, we've spent $4.5 billion on vaccine research and delivery. And today we're announcing a commitment over this next decade, which we think of as a decade of vaccines having incredible impact. We're announcing that we'll spend over $10 billion on vaccines.
Despite the amount of the foundation's pledge, Gates says it's not enough to develop all the vaccines needed in the developing world.
We need the increased generosity of the rich world governments. The amount of aid that goes to health and vaccines in particular has gone up, and it needs to go up even more. We need help from the developing countries as they put priority on this in their budgets and the quality of their delivery systems to get out and reach every child.
And he calls for more public-private partnerships that include the major pharmaceutical companies. Melinda Gates explains why the Gates Foundation is renewing its pledge to support vaccine research and development.
It's really because of what Bill and I have seen that's been possible, the amazing life-saving advances of this technology vaccine and the success of the Gavi Alliance and what they've really done the last 10 years. When we first got into this work, we were quite surprised about the lag time between when a vaccine would come out in a place like Europe or the United States and how long it took to get to the developing world. That amount of time is starting to come down. We were also quite surprised when we first started looking at vaccines that they were such a life-saving advance and they were so effective and cost-effective, and yet immunization rates were on the decline if you look back 10 years ago.
However, she says in the last 9 years, immunization rates for such diseases as diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis have risen sharply.
The vaccine rate has jumped worldwide from 66% to 79%. That means more children who are staying alive because of these basic vaccines. Thanks also to the immunization programs that have been run, polio, which used to be in 125 countries, is now only an endemic in 4 countries, and we are on the verge of being able to actually eradicate polio from the globe.
Melinda Gates says with the investment by the foundation and its partners, the deaths of 8 million children would be prevented over the next 9 years. She's also confident a malaria vaccine will eventually be developed. Julian Lobb-Levitt, Chief Executive Officer of GAVI, outlines the successes since the alliance's creation.
More than 250 million children have been immunized, and the latest data that we're releasing today from WHO, 5 million deaths have been prevented with that kind of support. Those are phenomenal sums. And as Melinda said, in sub-Saharan Africa now, nearly 80% of kids are getting their 3 shots of vaccines. Now, back in my hometown in London, there are parts of London that don't achieve that coverage, and that is a success story for Africa.
The announcement by the Gates Foundation was made at the World Economic Forum, which runs through January 31st. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.